our friend Mick Mueller. And you got to bear with me here. I'm not quite sure which switch is your microphone. Say something there.
Hello.
There he is. All right. We've got you. Welcome.
In the right channel.
In the right channel. And we are here to talk about the Montague Web Works website of the week. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Yes.
On the fly, just stepping in. Well done, Nick.
Last minute, you know, Kevin's a little under the weather. I get the phone call last night. It's like, oh, no. All right. So, and you're banging on the door this morning, waiting to be let in.
So here we are.
So what do we got for the website of the week?
Well, I try and keep things topical. So this week is President's Week, and yesterday was President's Day. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would do something on that. And a website that I go to occasionally when I do a little bit of research is history.com. Of course, it's a history channel, so it's all about videos and you know from their shows and stuff. But they have it's the history channel,
yeah.
So they have a lot of history. So there's value in it. It's not just like CBS.com or something.
Sure.
And we're not talking about them. So if you'll bear with me for a second.
Yeah, when I was a kid. In school, history was like one of my least favorite subjects.
Yeah.
And now I love it. I can't get enough. I'm convinced that the reason I hated history in school is because the teachers just didn't present it well.
That's right.
Or in an interesting way.
I mean,
now it's fascinating.
Yeah. And I'm happy that I'm the same boat as you. I hated history as my worst subject. And now, you know, I can't say I can't get enough of it.
Right.
It's very, you know, it's pertinent, you know, and it's interesting in terms of like what happened. And I'm glad that my daughter has a good teacher. My older daughter, and she did the Sumerians, and she actually totally got into it. And I was like, wow, you know, so good on her and good on that teacher.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so this is right from their website. If you go to history.com, you get like a little slide thing up on the top there, and one of them will be President's Day. You click on that, and they have a whole bunch of clips from people like, of course, Clinton and Obama and the White House,
sure.
And George Washington, Lincoln, and, you know, everybody. But they have this thing here. I didn't quite know what the history of the holiday was. I mean, I knew that it was based on Washington's birthday, which is this week. It's
right.
Actually the 22nd.
Which is next. Today is the 19th, so it's coming up on Friday, yeah.
Right. So it's celebrated... Nowadays, it's celebrated on the third Monday in February. It was originally established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington's birthday. And this holiday is officially called Washington's Birthday by the federal government.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. But it was moved to the third, this is interesting, moved to the third Monday in February as part of 1971's Uniform Monday Holiday Act,
yeah.
Which is an attempt to create more three-day weekends. That I find pretty amazing that, you know, something that we've had, you know, all this time, you know, just like Armistice Day,
yeah.
You know, they move it to make it specifically a weekend-based thing.
Right. It's no longer celebrated on the actual birthday of a particular president because the holiday has to be on a Monday.
That's right.
It has to be. And so we need that three-day weekend. We can't have a holiday falling on a Thursday. That screws up the whole week.
Well, you know, we're humans. We make our own environment.
We do.
So, you know, it's like, you know, we don't like it. You know, there'll come a day maybe when they move Christmas to be like... Always on a
Christmas
Thursday.
Christmas always has to be, like Thanksgiving always has to be on a Thursday.
Right, right. So it's pretty funny how they do that. So anyway, history.com, and there's a lot of other stuff up there, and watch the videos.
I think, didn't we used to have a separate Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday? Maybe there wasn't a Lincoln's birthday. Maybe they just combined.
Well, I think Lincoln's birthday is a different day.
It is a different day. They weren't born
and
on the same
people,
day.
Right, right.
I thought they were two separate holidays once, and they combined it to one, but you know where I'll find out?
Maybe on
history.com.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. Watch the thing on Washington. Yeah, I remember that in school, elementary school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there it is.
Thank you very much. Mick Mueller from Montague Web Works. Anything you want to talk about with Montague Web Works at the moment?
Yeah, sure. We're doing a bunch of... I got slammed, actually, because of radio ads on this station, NWHAI, a couple of weeks ago. I got slammed with 6 new customers, one of whom is Travel Cuz, and I'm working on moving theirs over to my Rocket Fusion software.
Yep.
So that they can make modifications on their own. So that should be up and converted in the next week or so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travel Cuz has done some business with us as well. They're good people.
They're great people.
Yeah.
They've been around for a really long time. And talk about history. If you go to their history page, they go way, way back. And some of the, you know, elderly folk around here is like, oh, yeah, I remember being on the back of a horse cart taking to school and 3 feet of snow. And good stuff.
If people want to talk to you about a local website, well, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to montaguewebworks.com. And just so you know, Kevin always says, and I have certificates on the Save 30 store at BearCountry.com. And if you want to do a new website or you want to convert yours and you want to save 30%, just go there and buy them up and hand them over and we'll get busy.
Excellent. Mick Mullen from Monty Grubbers. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Glad we could have you in this morning. It's 7:56, Bear in the Morning. It's Bear Country 95.3.